This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. After months of negotiations, Democrats have an energy and health care bill. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin announced the agreement Wednesday afternoon. Senator John Hickenlooper is praising the deal, which previous reports said would not include anything on climate.
What's great about this is that Senator Manchin is doing something that's going to honor our transition using traditional fossil fuels, but at the same time lean in and provide the incentives to make sure we do get to, you know, a clean energy economy rapidly.
The Inflation Reduction Act is expected to reduce carbon emissions by about 40% by 2030 while investing in domestic energy production and manufacturing. It would also lower Obamacare premiums and allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices. People with physical disabilities can now better access two parks in El Paso County thanks to the purchase of off-road mobility power scooters. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The vehicles are part of the county's effort to increase access to area trails. The scooters, known as terrain hoppers, will help mobility-impaired people use trails and visit other previously inaccessible places. They're a bit like four-wheelers, and the product website says they're able to conquer deep mud, snow, and steep hills, among other obstacles. The terrain hoppers were purchased with a $25,000 donation from a local disability advocacy group. One will be at Bear Creek Nature Center, the other at Fountain Creek Nature Center. A 7-day advance reservation is required. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Three former Denver Broncos could make the Pro Football Hall of Fame next year. Linebacker Randy Gratishar of the famed Orange Crush defensive teams of the late 1970s is one finalist, along with former head coaches Mike Shanahan and the late Dan Reeves. Inductees will be announced during Super Bowl weekend in February. This is CPR News and KRCC.